This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Anyway, Gene.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Abandon me, Gene.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Of course, you're listening. Big Tuesday helping Nathan Broad shortly.
Oh.
From the Richmond Football Club as they get ready to take on the Brisbane Lions to start the finals campaign up at the Gabba.
Yep.
Always good to chat with him. Ricky Ponting back up.
Ooh.
Looking forward to that superstar joining us as well with the Ponting Wines. A big hit with Father's Day coming up. And then you chat to Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
And I want to find out what happened there, because I heard it wasn't good.
It was great.
I heard that there were lots of interviews that he had to do that day, and yours was comfortably the worst.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. So I want to hear it, because I haven't yet.
No, that'll be good.
So I'll tell you, it's a big, big show. Maybe some topics, Brayshaw. I'm just waiting on whether we can get another interview up, because a big court case
has happened
up in Sydney. So we'll just keep that a little fluid. But hello to you, Willis.
G'day, Jim. Great to be with you back in studio. And well done to everyone at Kyneton, of course,
fantastic.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Very nice people. Very warm people there.
Exactly. And it's good when the town gets behind the local pub, the community. Mm-hmm. Even the blokes that put
the
up
Shamrock.
Put up the stage.
Yep.
Jed.
Yes.
So, they were very good. So it was good to, and slept well last night, fair to
Did
say.
You?
It's been a big weekend.
You stay up there fat or
No. Mm-hmm. Snuck back to right, my home. Yeah. Hello, Raps.
Before we say, I've got Heath Meldrum here.
Any row, what's he had, please? Ash, I mean.
Oh. And Ewan Meldrum, of course, with the Red Z Lending stats. Ewan, what have you got for us tonight?
That's Ethan Meldrum beats him.
Oh. Now, Fritz, Ash hasn't been great tonight. Ewan, Ethan.
So it's all around the grounds, Rabs. Get back to the MCG. So Ethan.
That's Ethan. Opportunity to go back in the middle. Not sure of his surname, but his name's Ethan.
Find a nickname for Yui.
For Ethan.
Well, otherwise people just keep getting his name wrong.
Should we call him Molly?
Maybe. Actually, that would work.
Yeah.
Let's call him Mole.
Mole. Molly.
Oh, no.
What about that, Jim? Anyway, time for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
What are you going with?
I've got to keep this a bit shorter.
Do
we? I've been carrying on a bit too much there.
Yes.
The US Open is on at the minute, Jim, and Serena Williams played.
Yes.
First night in front of a big crowd, and she won her first match, and there's celebrities everywhere at the game. So well done
Hugh
to
Jackman,
her.
Hugh Jackman, I saw, and his wife were there.
23,000 were there. Standing ovation for Serena. Will be her last tournament. One of the how far she goes. So good luck to Serena there.
Thank you, Bill.
Alex de Minaur, he won, Jim. He's a fine player, Alex.
Yes.
And Jordan Thompson, he won. And also Nick Kyrgios defeated Tanzi Kokkinakis.
Oh.
Yes.
Tanzi.
He likes to go with that. On centre court, he won 6-3,
so this is not his doubles partner?
Yes, it is his doubles partner.
So first name's not Tanzi.
I think you'll find it. It's Tanzi Kokkinakis.
No.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Tanzi. Adelaide, Melbourne.
Oh my God.
Tananzi.
Tana.
Anyway, he's out. I've got some interesting news here, Jimmy boy.
You're thinking of Jimmy Tanzi from Adidas. All those years he used to get free gear.
He was there for 30, 40 years.
He was a long time
Jimmy
there,
boy.
Jimmy Tanzi.
What a star he was. The Renmark Footy Club, Jim.
Yes.
Has been fined.
We're going from the US Open to the Renmark Footy Club.
Not a lot of other footy news happening.
It would appear not.
Week one of the finals is 2 days away, and we will talk more about that.
Nathan Broad,
I'd just like to go around the country, Jim. So Renmark, they've been fined $5,000 and docked 4 premiership points, Jim. Guess why?
Why?
A footballer played in Renmark's B-grade semi-final, and then he played in the A-grade semi-final against Wakerie.
They played Bs, then played A's.
Well, Bill, that's happened before in the VFL where a bloke had to get dragged off the ground at half time because there was a late injury.
Tony Armstrong did it.
But the rules are you either play, because it's finals,
right?
So you either play one or the other, Jim.
So you can't do that in the final.
You can't do that.
So it wasn't a fine cotton. They didn't rename the bloke.
Well, that's right. Well, they have named him. Where is he?
Name him, Bob.
No, I can't find his name.
Tansy.
Tansy.
Just call him Tansy.
Tansy Kokkinakis. And I'll tell you what's just hit us. Some breaking news. Have a listen.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Brisbane coach Chris Fagan was incensed this afternoon at a Lions training session at the Gabba when a rogue pooch invaded the ground. The small, floppy-eared terror was bounding around the players while Fagan was seen mouthing obscenities near the boundary. Subsequent investigations have awkwardly revealed that the four-legged friend was believed to be Bertie Swan, a close associate of CEO Greg Swan. A full board meeting is expected into whether the antics have derailed finals preparations ahead of Thursday night's do-or-die match against Richmond. Back to you, Bill.
Thank you. That happened, Jim.
So Swanee's dog ran on the ground.
At the Gabba today, and they were all out training, and Chris Fagan was there, and this dog, beautiful pooch, by the way. You'll see that on the newses tonight. And he runs out, and all the players, and Chris Fagan cracked him. Cracked the sads. Or wasn't happy at all.
I see.
We've seen a changing personality of Chris Fagan,
Jim. He's becoming a bit more serious.
Very serious. A bit more feisty, emotional.
And it happens to nearly everyone who takes that job on, by the way.
It does, eventually.
You get, I'll tell you who'll be a great watch with that is Craig McRae.
Craig McRae.
So he's just been such a breath of fresh air.
He's
been relaxed. He's been just the most natural AFL coach we've seen handle the media for a long time.
Yep.
Year one.
Yes.
Gone from 17th to 4th or whatever it is. Just in about 3 or 4 years' time, Bill, it will be fascinating to see if he's as laid back.
Spot on.
Because normally the job gets him eventually.
So, yeah, so Chris Fagan not happy. He's waving his hands around. Get the bloody dog off the...
That's Swanee's pooch.
And it was Greg Swan's
dog.
The CEO's dog. So,
come on, Swanee. You should... All the years he's been around footy, don't bring your dog to training.
Well, maybe he's taking for a walk and it got off the leash and did a poo.
I would imagine that's what's happening. I don't know whether it did a poo.
Out on the ground, on the centre. Imagine the curator.
Oh, no.
Do you know what they reckon Chris Fagan listens to? Every bit of footy media stuff.
Really?
Listens to all the shows, all the radio shows.
Why would you?
I don't know, but he just does. That's what they reckon he
does. That's amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
And he listens to this rap?
Yeah. I don't reckon this rappy is something he listens to.
Anyway, hi, Chris. And well done, Dan.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we've got to shorten it up because we've got Nathan Broad Shoulders coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't understand
Give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
Triple M. We're joined by Richmond defender Nathan Broad.
In just 2 days' time, Triple M rocks finals footy.
The September specialist.
So as we gear up for Brisbane and Richmond, we're joined by a three-time premiership Tiger.
And it will be the Tigers, their third premiership in 4 years. One of the great teams.
Please welcome Nathan Broad.
And how good has he been, Bill?
Good.
Pick 67 out of Swan Districts in Perth, and he has established himself as a vital part of one of the best defences in the competition. Broadie, welcome to you.
Hey, boys. How you going? Thank you.
We're good. Hey, what about that? Mature age recruit, 22.
Yep.
Then comes over here, Jim, and walks into Richmond.
I know.
Geez, that's not bad, Broadie.
I know. I was kissed on it, wasn't I? Walked into the right place at the right time.
But you played a vital role. You've had some great players around you, of course, Grimesy, and prior to that, the great Alex Rance. But your role as a medium tall defender and able to jump and intercept mark, etc., has been very important.
Yeah, it's been good. It's the change of line has happened pretty quickly and without even knowing. To be honest, like Rancey gone and Hawley and Asprey as well, and then me and Boston were having a laugh the other day when Grimes went out that we were the oldest and most experienced down there, which is a bit dangerous. But it's been good, and I've been able to develop my game, learning off these blokes, so it's been nice.
And another good year, which has triggered another 1 year contract extension. That's nice.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so I hit that with a games trigger, which was always nice. So wrapped to be staying there for another year.
And how is the prep for this week? Of course, what do you do today?
Day off today, so I would have liked to have been on the golf course, but she's pissing down rain all day, so that hasn't happened. So I'm just taking it easy today, and we fly out tomorrow. So.
Right. You're out at Q too. I know you're a passionate golfer. It gets a bit slippery this time of year out there.
Well, I played there about 3 days ago, and she was very, very wet. There was a few lakes that have been made, so I'd hate to see what she's like today. It's shut for the next 2 or 3 days, I think, so it's not good.
Well, I know you're an aspirational young man, Brody, so just drift over to the sand belt where you don't have any of those issues. Doesn't matter how much it rains.
I'll have to sign more than a one-year deal to sign up over there.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Hey, just sneaking along the Tigers. Everyone knows how dangerous a finalist Richmond are. How do you see how you're hitting this first final?
Yeah, confident. We always said all along we don't want to play our best footy early. We've said that from 17 days, and we definitely weren't playing our best footy early this year, but I feel like we've come good at the right time. We've got big-time players playing good form at the right time, and hopefully Dustin gets selected if he's done enough. So it's all starting to work at the right time, which is nice.
Righto, Brody, has he done enough?
Oh, I did a little bit of work on him yesterday at training, and he gave me an absolute bath. So he's done enough in my opinion, but it'll be up to the match committee, I think, to see if he gets a game.
Be nice to have him back, Jim, because really good form. You've won your last four games, and Tom Lynch has been in some form too. How's big Tom?
He's good, yeah. He's back to his absolute best at the moment, and he's been putting them through the big sticks, which for a while there he couldn't get them through the big sticks. But it's good. He plays with aggression, and he leads the way, and we've got a very exciting forward line at the moment.
With Noah Cumberland a part of that too, the young man's impressed everyone. We saw him hobbling last week, but he's had a good time to get that right. Is he going to be ready?
Yeah, he'll be fine. He was just carrying on a bit. I think he was scared himself, I think.
Where did you pluck him from? No one had heard of him.
Yeah, they got him from up in Queensland. He was a stonemason. He actually lived with me for a couple of weeks when we first drafted him, and he's a weapon, old Cumbo, but he's crept to him. He's matured a lot and really worked on his game, and we're seeing the best of him now.
He's up there with the Lions Academy, and they said no, we don't want him.
Good get,
yeah, exactly.
I tell you what he does do, Brody, is flush it. Like the kicking, especially from long range goal kicking, he hits them so sweet.
Yeah, I'd love to have that attitude. I can't kick over a bloody champion, but he can absolutely roost it. So, and he's so agile and so quick. He's so hard to match up on. He gets in all facets of the game. So I'd hate to be playing on him, that's for sure.
He kicked five last time these two teams met. Big Tom Lynch kicked four. How'd he go at the Gabba? It'll be a sold out. There'll be plenty of Tigers there.
Yeah, good. We like the Gabba. We actually love travelling, getting away as a group. We're a real connected group, and we really enjoy time together away. But especially the Gabba, we've got some obviously good memories there.
when you cheated, when Dusty cheated and kicked four goals.
How did he cheat?
Well, no one can kick those.
By just being too good.
Exactly. No one can kick those bloody goals. He kicked four of the best goals you ever seen. Yes. Won the Brody in the grand final.
Oh, it was. I'm bloody glad he was in my side. Oh. That's for sure. I just sat back and watched the Dustin show, and hopefully we can see it again. This finals campaign will be nice.
Jeez, he was on fire. He turned the game.
We're going to take a little break with you, Brody. Back with the three-time Richmond superstar premiership defender next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
No.
Ahead of their elimination final against Brisbane, we're joined by Richmond's Nathan Broad.
And as Bill said, won their last four, so they take really good momentum into this game. Hey, Brody, when I was at North, everyone knew one of my favourite, if not my favourite player, was Robbie Tarrant. I absolutely loved him as a bloke and also loved what he brought to the club. You would have enjoyed playing with him this year, I reckon.
Yeah, I've loved him. His on-field stuff, obviously, everyone's been out to see from afar, and I've always admired him as a player, but he's one of the best blokes you'll ever come across. You know that, Jim. Always at functions, always up for a beer. He's an absolute legend, and I'm glad we got him across.
He's done well too.
No, he has.
He takes the big gorillas.
He does. He's a big bastard himself, no doubt about that. And one of those good fabric blokes.
No, exactly. A couple of questions for you, Nathan Broad. Did you like the week off?
Yes, I did. It's helped us as a team. Obviously, Dustin's hopefully put himself in a spot to play, and a few other blokes there that were carrying a little niggles has put him in a good spot to freshen us right up. So, yeah, I like it.
Did you watch any footy at all or rugby? What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, no, it was a bit weird on the weekend. Yeah. I did watch a little bit of rugby. I follow the Storm, so watched a bit of that. But, tried to get out on the golf course during the day.
Good.
That's about it.
Hey, do you have a curfew or a drinking ban or something like that with the finals?
No, it's something Richmond's always done. We don't have any curfews even during the year or anything like that. It's they treat us as adults, and if you break the rules or whatever, there's punishments there. But, they leave it in our court to do the right thing.
A couple of club greats have left at the end of this year, those being Kane Lambert and Shane Edwards. Geez, they've been good players for you, those two.
Yeah, unbelievable. They've Kano's one of your best mates down the club, and it was sad to see him go, but he's stuck around, which is good. Doing a bit of coaching at the moment, and Shane Edwards, obviously 300 games is amazing, but he's also going to stick around, I think, hopefully fill in some recruiting role. So good people like that the club can't afford to lose, so it's good to keep them around.
So with a sudden death final like this one is, how many of the players that aren't playing in the game make the trip up?
I'm not too sure. I think in the past 26, we don't take a hell of a lot up. There's rumours of a scrimmage match potentially down here in Victoria for the blokes that aren't getting a game. So if that goes ahead, I'd say just the 26 will make the trip.
Do the girls go?
No, they've got their season on the moment. So.
No, girlfriends, sorry.
Oh, girlfriends.
Yeah.
No, they can if they want, but mine's not. She's got a hen's party, actually, so she's down here getting full of piss. So.
Hello. Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay's got the hen's party. Look out.
I know, yeah. I'm a bit worried about it, but...
I'll drop in if you want and have just a cast an eye over and make sure everything's okay. No?
Yeah, well, they've got a few coming over from Perth and they're a bit wild, so...
Oh, look
out. Might have your work cut out for you, Bill.
There's not a safer person to arrive at your beautiful wife-to-be's hen's party than Bill.
I bet.
How's the wedding looking? And do you invite all the players and their partners?
The wedding's going good, yeah. It's almost done, which is good, but... not all players are coming, but most that I've been there with my time over the journey. We're only doing a small wedding, so we started off doing a list, and the price started getting a little bit too high for my life. So we've cut it back to just a smaller wedding with family and friends.
Always an interesting one, that, Jim. Do you invite the partners? Yeah, no, that's an extra one. Which,
well, thank you, Bill.
When you're looking at the dollars, Jim.
Yeah, back in Perth or here?
Hey, we're not too sure yet. We've got a few places that we're going to lock off, but I'll leave that up to her. I'll just give up the credit card and say, you decide.
Is she a Perth girl or Melbourne?
Nah, she's a Perth girl, yeah. We're both grew up together.
So beautiful. Right, I've got a little, I wouldn't give you too much advice on anything, Brody, to be brutally honest, given how well you're going. But
marriage.
What I would be able to tell you is if you're going to lock off any places in Perth, I wouldn't be going out to Swan Districts.
No.
West of the city, Brody.
Have the wedding at Swan Districts.
No!
At the footy club. No. At the footy club. It'd be great.
It would walk out, everything would be gone. Car would be pinched.
It'd be cheap.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's what it would
be. Worth doing.
But Bundy and Emu Exports only.
That's it. The Bush Chook.
Yeah, the Bush Chook. Hey, good luck. Oh, it's a big game, this one. Richmond take on Brisbane, 7:20 at the Gabba Gym, Thursday night.
Yep.
Only a couple of sleeps. It'll be a sold-out crowd there. But we like the Tigers. They're going beautifully. Oh, and we need the Tigers to keep going.
Any superstitions, Brody? Do you do anything stupid prior to the game starting?
No. I used to when I was a junior. I had a lot of weird things I used to do. But as I've grown up a bit now, I'm pretty relaxed and, pretty low-key.
What were they? Did you put your boot on left one
jocks,
on first?
Special or? Jocks.
I did, yeah. I had special jocks for a whole season and left boot in front of right boot. And, there's a bit of carry-on. So, no, I'm just pretty relaxed now.
What about you? Bill, I used to do the same thing
did
too
you?
Until I realised that it didn't matter what I did, I got out.
Still got out. Yeah, so bowling.
It made no difference. But you do. Your mind gets scrambled. Doesn't
one,
it?
You have a really good game. Don't you? And I remember I had Lucozade. I told you that story. I had a bottle of Lucozade, kicked 11 at the Gabba. Still a record up there.
Oh, can you believe he's wedged that in, Brody?
I might tell Big Lynchy to have some Lucozade.
Oh, good. Make sure you do. And please, Brody, tell him to kick 12 so we never have to hear this crap again.
I'll pass it on.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah,
we wish you well.
Nah, thanks, boys. Thanks very much.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in a interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter.
Have a third go.
Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
Fat. I was at a lunch a couple of weekends ago.
Okay.
And a dad was there with a beautiful little 2-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you sit there thinking,
no, you don't.
Thank God. Oh. I never, ever have to deal with that again.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, we should have another one.
This kid was beautiful, Bill. But it was a terrorist, and mine were all like that, especially George and Fred, the last two. Mm. They just you had to have your eyes on them the whole time.
Not the first two?
No, they were not as bad. Mm. The last two, like Bill, you used to go to bed knackered because the whole day all you were worried about was them getting themselves into trouble.
What about the poor old mum?
Well, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, the conversation got around how he and his wife were going with the demands of a little one.
Yes, Jim.
And he said to me, well, we weren't going too well the other day.
Oh.
I said, what happened?
Oh, no.
Sitting in the lounge room,
mm-hmm.
kid comes walking out of the toilet with a dunny brush in its mouth.
Ooh.
The dunny brush.
In its mouth like an ice cream. Used toilet brush. Well, the reason for a toilet brush is to clean the...
But sometimes the poo-poo sticks to the
No,
brush.
Bill, and it's got it in its mouth. Bill.
Some of mine, no,
that's
Jim.
Not the brush. That's clay. Not what you want your 2-year-old to have in its mouth.
No, you do not, Jimmy.
Therefore, hence...
Oh, hence!
133353, what's your kid put in its mouth?
Unusual.
That's it. What are you giving away, please, Bartholomew?
Oh, what about this? A double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour with Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
133353, ring us now. What's your kid put in its mouth?
Unusual.
Bill, you don't want the toilet brush in there.
Not with
particles. No, thank you.
And we've done poo, so no more poo calls.
No, don't need any poo. Of them.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple
and
M.
No Mad Monday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news. Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
We're talking about things your kids have put in their mouth unusual,
well,
JB.
Well, I know, because I'm parked at a lunch and a beautiful little 2-year-old zooming around and the dad said, yeah, came wandering out of the toilet.
Oh, no.
With the dunny brush in its mouth.
Particles.
Bill.
Yes.
I'm not sure there are particles.
I think every dunny brush has it.
So, Andrew, we'll get to from Pakenham.
Yes.
Andrew, welcome to you.
How are we, boys?
Good, Julie. Man.
So, ordered some kebabs, gone to pick them up. Took my little 3-year-old daughter with me at the time.
Yep.
And so we've just sat down in a little cubicle to wait for our order to come through. And I've said to her, can you get up off the floor, please, darling? And as she comes out from under the table, she had a handful of chips and who knows how long they've been there and the colour on them and there was fur and all sorts of things and I had to fight her to get them back off her head.
No.
Cold chips,
and Bill,
Jim.
What you do
there.
Then, don't mention it to mum.
No, don't tell mum.
Just nothing. Don't. Some things they don't need
that's
to know about.
Exactly
I think
right.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Maddie Keysborough.
Hello, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Something your kid has put into their mouth unusual.
Yes, going off your toilet brush story, my daughter would have been about 2 at the time and my partner left the toilet door open and she got into the little cleaning block that you hang on the side of the toilet. Mm. I tell you, hey, it's not as dirty as a toilet brush, but the heart attack I had with what she was eating, it was pretty gross.
Yep.
The toilet soap.
Those blue little soaps or whatever they are.
Yeah, the little blue loos.
Yeah, the blue loos.
Bill.
They work, Jim.
Oh, no, they do.
Nice and blue.
They do work. You're not meant to eat them.
I don't think you're meant to eat them, though.
No.
Was she all right, Maddie?
It was all good. I ended up calling Poisons Hotline, and they said as long as she's not foaming at the mouth, it's fine. So, you know, not the easiest reply, but she was fine. All good.
Well, I'd say there, Matt.
Better a dad might have ate them.
Big John.
Big John from Yarrawonga. The pigeons.
Oh, my God. He's making noises.
Hello, Big John.
How are you, mate?
How big are you, John?
I'm shrinking.
Oh, righto.
You've got me covered.
Bill's got most covered, Johnny. What have you found in your kid's mouth unusual?
Had 2 kids close together, had the younger one in the high chair, 12 months apart. The other one picked off the belly button. You know how it gets a bit funky?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picked off, before we could remove it, was eaten, gone.
Oh, no. Oh, Johnny.
What was it, Jim?
You end up with a little bit of skin at the belly button until it falls off.
Like the umbilical cord thing.
Yes,
that's exactly what it is, Bill. And is it? That's what happened.
Wow.
Umbilical brothers.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What did it taste like, I wonder?
Kid was only two, Bill, so probably wouldn't know. Stay there, Johnny. Liz, one turn us south. Hello, Liz.
Lizzie.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Good, thank
how's
you.
How's Lizzie?
Yeah, good, thank you very much.
Good.
What happened?
Oh, sitting at the Gold Coast Airport waiting for a flight to come to Melbourne. Daughter's probably about 2.5, 3 years of age, just playing the little kiddies area.
Yep.
Sitting around keeping an eye on her, of course, being sensible, Mum.
Yes.
And anyway, she wanders over to me, chewing something. What have you got in your mouth? And opened up. She'd managed to pick a piece of chewing gum up off the playground that she'd been playing in. And literally everyone in the terminal, I've just gone, is that chewing gum? She, yeah, I've got it off the ground.
Oh my God.
Waiting lounge in the Gold Coast Airport. Everyone's just gone, ew!
Wonder who had it.
It was furry covered chewing gum.
Yuck,
Bill.
No, I don't like
yucky.
Yucky. Terrible subject you've come up with. Umbilical cords.
All right,
and
so where are you
gum.
Going?
Well, it's hard to go past the. What are we giving away?
Double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Mornington, that's too far from Yarrawonga, so bad luck, Big John.
Oh, Big John.
Liz wins it with a chewing gum, of course. I reckon she'd love to go and watch Missy Higgins and Bernard Fanning.
Paul Kelly as well, and Ian Moss. How good.
Lizzie? Thank you. I'd absolutely love to. Thank you very much, boys.
Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Big John gets something.
Big John gets something for the...
Big John will send you a red gum barbecue hamper valued at $170. It's perfect for Father's Day. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door, redgumbbq.com.au.
Thank you.
I think he's cracked it.
Pleasure, Johnny.
I reckon he's cracked it. He's cracked it. Come on, Big John. Well done, Jim. Well done. Ooh. Not bad.
I didn't realise it'd be so yucky.
No, exactly. Well,
well I your probably example should have thought about it. Yeah, the example wasn't my example, by the way.
Well, you used it.
We had one kid, I can't remember which one, end up with a marble stuck in a nostril.
How?
I don't know. I still don't know how it happened. Ended up inside the nostril.
Kids used to swallow coins.
Always.
And then they'd come out.
Yes.
I was that tight, I'd just wait for it.
Oh, would you, Bill?
Just sit by. Just go through.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
Next Monday, we are live from the Austral Hotel in Colac.
And we were live last night from the Shamrock Hotel in Kyneton. What a fantastic establishment and magnificent people there. And, well, they got to witness firsthand the quiz and just how Bill operates.
Mm.
Which Hitchcock film largely set at the Bates Motel? Which Hitchcock film was largely set? Name three of the 9 towns in the Macedon Ranges. The Macedon Ranges. Man. 3 of the 9 towns. Who crossed and named the Campes? What's a river?
The hell.
Campaspe River.
Oh, no.
In 1836.
It's a big joint.
Who named the Campaspe River in 1836?
Bill.
Campese.
Yeah, that's what you started
that's
with.
That's what
you're
I was going
to say, the David Campese River.
Exactly, Jim.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Campaspe.
That was it, Bill, which you probably would have seen if you'd read the page.
Exactly, which I just couldn't work out.
Yeah.
The Peasy's got.
And then there was about 4 people waiting to be involved in the quiz, and it finished, and you said sucked into all of them.
I did, and there was a big bloke there.
And he just produced the finger.
He wasn't happy.
Said, right, I have that.
You got the bird twice yesterday as well.
Good. Out of the first 10, 5 were Sparkies.
I know.
What's going on in
all
that
working
joint?
For the same mob.
Well, no, I don't think they were, but it was a strange setup.
Couple of apprentices.
And I love the Daffodil King. What was his name with?
Mark. Marco.
Mark. He was good, wasn't he?
Very good.
He owns Donkey.
A Donkey, the fried chicken shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very nice place and very nice people.
Yes, exactly. And
thanks
Nate
for
Thompson.
Having us.
Good to see Nate.
Big boy.
Yes.
What were you going to call him? A big Tomo. Quality man, Tomo.
He is, exactly.
I like him a lot.
Well done, Kyneton. They turned it on. It was very nice.
It's good to see them. It'll be good to be down in Colac Monday.
Yes.
Oh, Bill,
you have the quiz ready? You're a local?
And I'm going to go to the nightclub upstairs.
Are you?
Yeah.
On a Monday night?
Yep.
She'll be a ring-a-ding.
Guess what it's called?
Nope, not going there. It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you collect unusual? Right. Salt and pepper. Oh.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. All thanks to our mates at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance. This Father's Day, get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. By the way, the huge Father's Day fragrance sale is on now and it ends Sunday, the 4th of September, this Sunday.
In-store, online, home delivery within 3 hours, Bill.
I know, Jim.
It's unbelievable.
Big brands and even bigger savings. Now, have a listen to this, Jimmy. I've got David Beckham Refined Woods perfume, or not perfume, fragrance, $34.99, $24 off retail price. Then if you like the Giorgio Armani, $139.99, $90 off retail price. $90 off.
It's normally over $200.
Exactly. Oh, the Giorgio Armani, very nice right there if you really love that.
Yes.
But if you don't, you just come back to the dupe. Whoa. The dupe, $26.99. That's $32 off. That, mate, the savings are unbelievable.
Yep.
Chemist Warehouse, get in there now. I'll give you one more. Chloe by Chloe's probably not a men's one, Jim, I wouldn't have thought. Hugo. Here we go. Hugo.
Hugo.
$59.99. That is magnificent. That is $75 off, Jim.
Bill, they're the best.
How good
is
that?
And it's all in the one spot.
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's,
the Antarctic? Or going to Antarctica, this whole breakdown.
Bill. Oh, he went down to the Antarctica.
Right. Ricky Ponting and Shaquille O'Neal in the 1 hour. That's what you get, Rush Hour style.
Wow.
So do not go anywhere.
And
on Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
Father. Very good today.
Is it?
No, yeah.
A lot of other stuff today, Jimmy boy. Welcome to Billy's 5 at 5:05. Well done, Rabsy. Spot on. A bye-round edition. No footy over the weekend. So we've gone far and wide,
right.
Okay?
I see.
What's at number 5, Fat?
MKR is in full swing, Jimmy boy.
My Kitchen Rules.
That's it. And Manu, is that his name? Manu didn't like Leanne's dessert, and Leanne didn't like Manu.
Well, the pastry was rolled too thick.
Yep.
I usually get the pastry so thin, but tonight...
Yeah.
The flavour of the chocolate hazelnut and acidic strawberries makes no sense.
Who doesn't like strawberries and chocolate? Manu can go get stuffed.
Manu can get go stuffed. And get stuffed, he said. I like that. Well done right. to yes. Leanne.
Yes.
How about number 4, Bins?
Harry Styles, Jim, you know who he is?
Yes, One Direction.
Well, he's playing at Madison Square Garden the other night, Jim, and he had to stop his show after a couple of chicken nuggets were thrown at him.
Oh, no.
Interesting, very interesting approach. Who threw the chicken nugget? It's another chicken nugget. I don't eat chicken. Sorry. I don't eat meat. This is cold. And I'm assuming very old. Would you like it,
Pat? Just eat it, Harry.
Oh,
should have picked it up and eat it, and everyone would have. They would have loved it. Come on, Harry, you're better than that. Scotty Scheffler. Yes.
What's at number 3, Cocko?
Is at number 3.
Yes.
Scotty Scheffler was, Jim, I reckon he was 4 or 5 shots up on the weekend.
Yeah, he was.
And he lost the tournament, and we just found out why. A very unusual injury.
What was the weird little injury?
It's probably TMI, but I had what's called a pilonidal infection. It's an infection at the top of your butt crack. You can look it up. It was really hard for me to bend down. It was really hard for me to make a swing on Sunday. Walking was actually extremely difficult. I don't know if any of you have ever had something like that, but if you talk to someone that does, it is excruciatingly painful. And yeah, it was brutal. But outside of that, it's just one of those things that just it just happens. And
you know how it happened?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it here. I'll tell you after because that would really be TMI.
No, Bill.
TMI, too much information,
yeah,
Jim.
The butt crack.
Yeah, above the butt crack. And but he didn't want to say how it happened, Jim.
No.
Hmm.
Give us number 2, Smack.
Oh, Mick Malloy accused Peter McKenna. They had the great Peter McKenna they on did. The front bar the
yes.
other night.
Yes.
And Mick accused him of being a cheat.
You were not only a teacher, but you used to coach the Marsland cricket team, and I played against you. And I don't know how to put this delicately, but as an umpire, you were a flat-out cheat. I was 2 metres past the keeper. There was a run out. 2 metres past the keeper, you're out. Next time I come out, I get hit a metre and a half outside. It was nearly going to be called a wide. I look up, bang.
I'll tell the audience and everyone listening. I went to visit my great mate Billy Perry at the London Tavern Hotel one day. I thought, I'll call in to say hello to Billy Perry. And I hear this voice in the distance, "You're a bloody cheat, McKenna." I thought, who's that little fat bloke with him? He eventually said, "I'm Mick Malloy." I said, "I know who you are," but and I said, "I remember that incident."
You did. It was unbelievable.
He put on a performance that day. He refused to leave the pitch.
Well done, Pete. A little fat bloke.
Refused to leave the pitch. Got to accept the umpire's decision in cricket,
well,
Bill.
Sometimes you don't, Jim, when you're not out.
Well, what do you do? Just stand there
and say, "I'm not going." Who said that?
WG Grace style. People haven't come to see you, umpire. They've come to see me back.
And Rabsy,
what do you got at number one, Bill?
Well, Jim, the greatest moment in AFL history has been decided.
Oh.
Remember I was in this with a goal
yes,
after the century?
Yes, I do, yes.
A goal after the
You didn't get past the second round.
No, I think I got about third or fourth round.
No, you didn't.
And it was between two magnificent things that happened on the field and off the field.
Yes.
And coming in at number two, second, was this one from quarters.
Cox throws it onto the left. One last roll of the dice for the Eagles!
Leo Barry,
Leo Barry,
big moment. You star, 42%. But the winner of the greatest moment in AFL history with 58% was this one. Thanks, Basil.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to get it right. And sometimes you're not going to agree with us. But that's okay. Because just like you, we care. Just like you, we're passionate about the game. So if you want to come along for the ride, join us on Saturday Arvos, because we just love the footy.
Love it.
Kirky.
No, that was the captain.
That's the greatest moment in AFL history, voted by the people. 58%, Jim.
Bill.
Yes.
The captain, Kirk.
Captain.
Well, none of us quite understood what he was doing on that occasion.
Yeah, still don't know. And you were at seven. You were running
no,
it. You were with him.
I was not.
You were in that Basil and everyone else.
I'm a big
and
fan
Jim.
Of the captain, Kirk, but I had no idea where he was going with that.
No.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where we're going. To a break, because you chatted to Shaquille Eel.
Oh, Shaquille, did I?
Got to say it correctly. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Write that down,
and
Robert.
I want to hear it.
It's coming up next with Shaquille on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you reckon the bosses, they hear that,
mate?
They're going to come in here and go, "Bill, fair digging. Finish up tonight."
On Sunday, we sent Bill up to Sydney on a mission.
Oh, what are we about to hear?
Well, this is thanks to our good friends at PointsBet, Jim. I must throw them in, because Daisy and I went up. We're ambassadors there, and so is the big Shaq. Mm. He's a PointsBet ambassador. Right. And it was really well done. It was a great setup. The Opera House, Sydney Opera House, was right there. So I loved the venue.
Yes.
But let me tell you, huge man. We
big
all know
man.
That. But when you actually meet him, I was sitting down interviewing him, which you'll hear very shortly, but he stood up for a photo. I took young Slapsy up, Maxie up. Just couldn't believe how big he is. Hands,
like 217
everything.
Centimetres or something stupid like that.
And we had trackies, shitty old trackies on and slippers.
Oh, hello, Bill.
But very accommodating. Every interview, engaging, smile. Yeah. He'd have a laugh. He was very accommodating.
I'm interested in this interview.
Exactly. Yeah. And there were superstars everywhere. But this is the interview of the year. Oh. And, of course, just remember. remember if it doesn't go that well. This is his last Australian interview, Jim. So he wanted to, he'd had enough.
He had enough.
I was 10 minutes down to 4 minutes, so I was a bit rushed.
Right.
But this is it. Billy and the Shack. Righto, Shack. Billy Brownless here, Triple M Melbourne. Now, I'm hungover. You know why I'm hungover, Shack?
Why are you hungover?
I went to Star City last night, the casino, and you were DJing. DJ Diesel was in the house. He didn't come on to 1:30, mate.
Well, that's the time they gave me, sir. It's not my fault, sir.
It's a late night.
It is, very late night.
How'd you go? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I enjoy Australia. I've been coming in, last time I was here was in 93. The people have been very hospitable. Started off in Melbourne.
Yep.
I ended up in Sydney, and the same thing. I love Australian people. Love how tough you guys are. Yeah. Rugby and AFL is the second hardest thing to do in the world besides UFC.
Yeah.
So I respect the toughness. I respect the grit. Mm-hmm. And you guys should be proud of the athletes that you have produced. You guys have came in the NBA, not played good, played great, played well. Luke Longley, champion, Vital Park. Patty Mills, one of the greatest shooters in the game.
Andrew Gazy.
Gazy, and my favorite, Shane the Hammer Hill.
Oh, he was a good yapper, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Could you have played Aussie rules, do you reckon?
I probably could have, but I would have been a player that, because I don't like to follow rules. For example, if you're running and this fella's trying to attack you, I would knock his teeth out so you can score. I know I get penalized and get suspended, but, you know, the people would know the Black Kangaroo, because that would be my nickname.
Wouldn't that be it?
Yep, the Black Kangaroo.
I played. I was a very good player. Yes. I wasn't that good. I used to get goals. Loved it.
Good.
But don't you love that? The crowd, that's something you miss, I reckon, being a sports person and then not playing in front of crowds.
Yeah, you know, the crowd gives me that adrenaline that I've been missing since 2011.
Yeah.
That's actually why I DJ. You get the crowds.
Yeah.
You know, they pumped up.
Yep.
I always took pride in that if someone pays money to watch you perform, you got to give them a great show.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the L.A. Lakers ring there?
Yes.
What's that worth, Shaq?
Well, this is not one of mine. This is the one that LeBron won.
Because
if you look at this ring right here,
you
can take it off, and it shows all the retired jerseys on the inside.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, so that's their ring. So LeBron gave me this ring right here.
How good. Yep. Well done. Hey, mate, we got our finals coming up. Did you used to have a ban or a curfew during finals?
No, never. I used to party my tail off. And the reason why is sometimes you got to step away from basketball and then come back. I party super responsibly. I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No, I don't drink at all. So I can stay out to 2, 3. Because, see, 2, 3, right, 6 hours of sleep, shoot arounds at 10. Then I take that powerful nap.
Yeah.
That from like 12 to 4, that's when I'm 40 points. 40 points. 40 points. 20. Like, I'm dreaming about what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Then when I wake up angry. And I'm riding to the car, and I'm just looking for stuff to make me mad.
Did you have superstitions?
So I had to drive the same way, hot shower, followed by a cold shower, to where I take 10. I go, 10 times. I have to take it for 10 breaths and then turn it off.
Hey, did I read that you want to be a nice guy? That's what your mum told you to be?
No, I said when it's all said and done and I'm no longer on this earth, I just want people to say Shaq was a nice guy.
Yeah.
We put too much emphasis on Shaq had the biggest boat in Australia. Shaq has 50 cars.
Yeah.
He owns this. Yeah. None of that matters. It really doesn't.
Hey, your favorite place in Melbourne? Someone told me you like to go down to Kittens.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Meow.
You're on Instagram. Are you a doctor? Dr. Shaq?
Yes, I have a PhD in education.
Feeding him?
Yes.
So You're a sportsman, but you're actually a smart sport. There's not many of them around, Jack.
That's what they say.
Hey, mate, looking forward to this. I'll wrap it up now. I needed Sweet Caroline last night. That's my favourite song.
I can tell.
Sweet Caroline. This is Billy reporting for Triple M. And, of course, I'm a points bet ambassador too, my friend.
Okay, that's awesome.
Are you a punter?
What's a punter, sir?
A bet. You have a bet. You punt.
Oh, yes, I bet. Yes. You know what? That's the second word I learned while I'm in Australia. First one is jumper.
Jumper?
Yeah, like that's a nice looking jumper. You got on. Now am I a punter? Yes.
Punter.
I am a punter.
And you're back pike in the last.
Yes, I've been pike in the last.
Hey, good on you, mate. I'll let you go. You've had a big...
Thank you, mate.
Thanks for the chat.
No problem.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right, thank you.
All right, here are my takeouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some.
I played. Yes. How embarrassing is it you need to tell someone who couldn't give a stuff that you played?
Didn't give me a lot.
Even after you said it, he didn't care. Secondly, he had no idea who Gazy was.
No
clue.
Didn't. Yeah,
he's
gone
Gazy and he's given it the Gazy. Yeah. No idea. Yeah. But this is what happened when Bill got up and left. I didn't realise he took family members with him.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the chat.
No problem.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right, thank you.
Okay, quick. Yeah, can I just get my son? This is my son here. Yeah, Max. Yeah, he's got hair, mate. Max, just jump in the
back
here.
Got hair.
Oh, no. Here we go, boys.
So he's had 45 interviews in a row. All he wants to do is leave.
Yep.
Bill's held him up so they can have a selfie with his son.
Slapsy. I tell you what I took out of it. You learn a lot in that interview.
No.
He didn't know punter and jumper, those words. No, he was a doctor. He's a doctor, Jim. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't drink.
We heard all that.
He likes kittens. Yeah. He played footy. He called the Black Kangaroo. And he likes Sweet Caroline. Yeah. There's a lot out of that.
I learned
we can
nothing.
Take a lot out of that.
I learned I tell that you what, Ricky Ponting awaits.
60 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm Bill Brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jim. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon?
We're joined by the legendary Ricky Ponting.
Our next guest has 41 test centuries, the most of any Australian cricketer.
There it is. 41 test hundreds for Ricky Ponting.
And we've been massive supporters of his for ages.
He's only won us 3 World Cups.
2, Bill.
He's only averaged 60 against the fastest bowlers in the world.
52.
Jim, shut up, you freak!
Please welcome Ricky Ponting.
Hey, noises this bloke, Bill. I'll tell you who he's like. He's like the chief.
Is he? Why?
Well, you try and pick holes in what he's done and you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets annoying.
Exactly.
160 bloody test matches, averaging nearly 60. But he joins us now, which is good because he's given us a minute of his time before heading around the globe again. Punter, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB and Billy. I'd rather talk to Billy, though, listening to that, JB. Three World Cups and averaging 60 sounds a whole lot better than what you were saying down there this
season. Well, you did get us over the line twice in World Cups, so we have to acknowledge that. But what have you been up to, please? You had a bit of time off after the IPL?
Yeah, a little bit of time off, mate. Yeah, a little bit of travel. Had a really enjoyable skiing holiday with a couple of other families in Queenstown last week, which has been an annual trip for us, really, the last 5 or 6 years when we could, obviously, when COVID wasn't sort of getting in the way, but and it's fair to say that my skiing hasn't really improved that much through that period of time. So I'm the first couple of trips we had the instructors set aside for the kids, and now pretty much the instructors are set aside for me alone. So
below center of gravity, yeah.
Yeah, and you would think that I'm sort of built right in the right areas as well, wouldn't you? Yes. With a slightly stronger lower half, but it doesn't seem to work that well for me.
Hey, while you're there, it's a nice spot, Queenstown. Do you do the bungee jump or anything like that?
No, I don't need to do that, Bill. If there's a golf course, I can get my thrills out of hitting a few shots around a golf course rather than having to jump out of a plane or jump off a bridge or anything like that, mate. So I'll leave that to Rihanna's done them all, actually. She's done the skydiving and the biggest bungee in the world, but that stuff's not for me.
No, exactly. Hey, what can't you do?
Ski. I just told you that.
What else? Because this annoys you about blokes that can do everything. They can play every sport and all that.
Yes.
What else?
Scratch golfer. He wouldn't have been any good at footy, though. He would have been slow.
No, he was all right at footy.
A bit of a plotter is how I've got you in my head.
Well, highly skilled, though, Jim. Both sides. In and under. It wasn't too many packs formed that I wasn't coming the last one up off the bottom of either. So, no, look. Growing up in Tassie, it's fair to say I'm not the strongest swimmer going around.
Right.
Actually swim like a rock, to be honest. Probably a better way to put it. Growing up in Tassie, you play footy in the winter, you play cricket in the summertime, and as a young kid, you kick the soccer ball around a little bit. But that's about it, mate. I didn't through even early days when you're away playing cricket as much as I did, you don't get really a chance to focus on too many other sports. It was always it was golf and Aussie rules, really, mate.
Basketball, because I was terrible at basketball. I just did something with Shaq. I am the worst shooter in the world. But were you any good at basketball?
No, that was one. Yeah, all my mates played through school. I wasn't actually allowed to play, to be honest. Mum and dad wouldn't let me play basketball. I don't know why, but even with that, I think I was a bit vertically challenged probably to be any good at that, so they probably kept me away from that.
And cricket-wise, you're involved with Tassie as the one-dayers and the everything, I suppose, are you? What are you doing?
No, just the Big Bash team, just the Hobart Hurricanes, actually. Yeah, so they've really strong push from Tasmanian cricket and the Hurricanes in particular, just to win. It's really important that they win something. You know, they've been a really good team, consistent team for a long time, but the Hurricanes are only one of two teams that haven't won the BBL. So we're looking at doing things a bit differently down there, change things up a little bit. I've come in sort of, they've given me this title of head of strategy. I'm not sure I'm much good at that stuff, but so we've got a new coaching group. You know, I thought it was really important for a small state and a small cricketing state like Tasmania to have the one coach across both programs. So Jeff Vaughan's coach of the Tigers and head coach of the Hurricanes, and Victorian Darren Berry is assistant along with James Hope. So we've got a completely new coaching group. And you would have seen the other night, we've just done the overseas player draft the other night, which is the first time that that's ever happened. And we hit our targets. We picked up three Pakistanis actually in the draft, which is what we wanted setting out. So really exciting times going forward for the Hurricanes, hopefully.
Didn't really work, did it? All those overseas players didn't get picked up. Is that because they obviously can't play for the whole year?
Yeah, that was the word that you heard come out of pretty much all of the coaches' mouths. It's I mean, the draft, I think it, you'll tell me, I was in amongst it, but spectacle-wise, I think it would have looked good and would have, you know, the promotion of it and everything was great, but it was still flawed in certain ways where, you know, you're paying a big chunk of your salary cap for players that are going to be there and, you know, for 7 or 8 games. And once you've paid that money, you don't get any of it. Once they leave, you don't get any of it back. So to try and replace these guys, you've got to leave, you know, a lot of money in your salary cap, and it's really hard to do that and manage that. So, you know, most teams were looking at maybe taking a maybe not quite as talented player, but someone that's going to be there for the whole tournament. And that was, you know, that was our strategy. Although I think two of our three players will probably miss a couple of games, maybe a week, and then be able to come back for finals. But, you know, even with Perth Scorchers, they passed in their first round, saved some money, spent it on a gold player in the second round that's going to be there for the whole tournament.
Yeah,
so, Cricket Australia will be pretty disappointed, I think, the fact that, you know, Pollard and Russell and Bravo and Faf, you know, three or four of those guys were the guys they used to actually promote the big bash and promote the draft, and none of them got picked up. But the team, and what Cricket Australia have got to understand, right, it's not about marketability for the teams. It's about winning the tournament.
Yeah.
That's certainly what we were talking about.
Let me just say this to you. But you might say, Hurricanes, nothing happens in Tasmania with regard to cricket without Punter knowing about it and approving it.
Right.
And therefore, one of the things that I'm really pleased to read is that Tim Payne is going to play Sheffield Shield cricket for Tasmania this year. Been, in my own humble opinion, very poorly handled, that gentleman.
Yeah, great news, wasn't it, JB? I think a couple of weeks ago now, he's got the itchy feet. He's been he's still extremely fit. He actually runs a what do they call the Body Fit gym franchise things down in Tassie. He trains at 5 a.m. every morning. Pretty much from the day that this ban happened. And he's fit as a fiddle, and he's been back around, you know, in at Tassie cricket for a while, and he got back into the nets again a couple of weeks ago. And it's great. So he's going to work his way back. You know, he's not contracted obviously yet. He's going to work his way back through grade cricket and hopefully play some Shield cricket later on in the year, which will be great.
How beautiful would that be?
It would be good.
For the other boys, young blokes, to play with the Aussie captain.
Still the best keeper
in the business. All right, we're going to take a little break, Punter. We need to talk about Ponting Wines next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. The dyslexia.
Ricky Ponting joins us in his award-winning range of wines. It's available at pontingwines.com.au, JB, and it is the perfect gift for Father's Day this Sunday.
Oh, it is, and they just keep getting better. Ben Riggs is a fine winemaker, Punter, and the brand is growing.
Yeah, mate, it's been so much fun, JB. You know, we've been going 2.5 years now, pretty much. We're closing in on 3 years, and to work alongside Ben, spend some time with him in McLaren Vale, and we've done a few trips to Tassie together as well, sourcing grapes and juice from down Tassie. We've got two Tasmanian wines in the range, which are a Chardonnay and a Pinot Noir, which are outstanding as well. But yeah, the whole wine journey for Rana and I has been a lot of fun. I think one thing I think people probably need to understand about this with us is not, you know, we're just not throwing our name on a bottle and, you know, ambassadors for a brand and getting paid for it. It's actually our company. It's our business. We own it. We're working on it and in it, you know, sort of 24/7. And we're not in it to make a quick buck and get out. Like I've said to the other business partners that we've got, and Ben in particular, it's up to him to make sure that we've got longevity in the industry. That's what I want to do. I want to stay in the industry, enjoy it while I can, and you know, build a really good premium wine brand here in Australia with the vision of being able to take the brand overseas in years to come. You know, we, the UK market is potentially a huge market for us. And the other play that I'm obviously looking at and really keen to explore even more than I have already is trying to break into the Indian market. So, yeah, some really good things happening around the brand. And, well, you've sampled it over the last 5 years. What we've got inside the bottle is outstanding. We've just got to get it into more people's hands and mouths.
Well, and it's a premium label, as you say, but it's very affordable at the bottom end, are high quality, and then you go all the way up to the 366, which is extraordinary.
So if I wanted to buy, I'm a bit of a tight ass, a cheaper one, which would you recommend, Ricky, for the people out there listening for Dad?
Well, you're not going to get a $9 bottle bill.
No, you'll
get something in the mid 20s. You'll get
to spend 20 or 30 or 40 bucks for Dad.
Yeah, well, you've got the full range covered there, pretty much, mate. With the exception of the 366 that JB just spoke about, then the 366 is like a 125, 135 retail bottle of wine, which actually just won a platinum at the World Decanter World Wine Awards, which is one of the most prestigious wine awards in the world. So you're probably not going to buy that one for your dad, but you can drop back a level to the 127 Barossa Shiraz. Ooh. Beautiful Barossa Shiraz. Or the other one that's been a real success for us is the Langhorne Creek Cab Sav. It's been entered in 6 international wine shows and won gold medal in all of them. Hasn't missed a gold medal. So if your dad's a Cab Sav fan, he'll definitely enjoy that.
Or a rosé is a nice one there, I see, Ricky.
The Rihanna.
Yeah, that was part of the deal, actually, Bill. JB was going into this, she demanded that she had a name on at least one of the bottles. So,
good work.
I hope she doesn't hear this.
Pontingwines.com.au. Order online. I've done this myself, Bill, because Lisa's very, very fond of a couple.
Was she?
Says
you.
The Pinot, she cannot get enough of. Pontingwines.com.au. They get there quick, smart. It's a brilliant way of buying wine and having it delivered. Now, interesting cricket being played around the world at the minute, Punter. South Africa absolutely handing England their ass in the first test and then getting their ass handed to them in the second test.
And I said this to JB, South Africa nearly would have the best bowling attack in the world at the minute, Punter.
Yeah, well, it was actually a gutsy move the other day, wasn't it, for Dean Elgar to win the toss and bat in that game. I mean, and that happens so often in England. I mean, there's never a truer saying, I don't think, with playing test cricket in England. And you look up, when you go at the toss, you look up before you look down. That's what the England captains do. The opposition teams a lot of the time get sucked into looking what the wicket looks like, and it looks flat and it looks dry. But if it's overcast in England, in a couple of venues, Nottingham and Manchester in particular, if it's overcast there with that Duke ball, it goes all over the place. And that's what happened sort of day one. And then by the middle of day two, it was actually reverse swinging. It dried right out and the South Africans got it to reverse swing quite a bit. But, yeah, look, that's an intriguing test series. That, I mean, England they've got a bit of spunk back about them, I reckon. Now that McCullum's there and Stokes is captain, they're playing a completely different brand of cricket than they played in Australia last summer, that's for sure.
So, the best ball.
They're going too hard.
Well, let's see if it's sustainable. That's what I'm interested to see.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you know, they'll have their ups and downs, and they're going to win like last time. They'll win by an innings and they'll lose by an innings. But let's see if they have a couple more losses by an innings, if they continue to play the same way. That's going to be a challenge they're going to have,
Ben Stokes, by the way, he's a hell of a cricketer, that bloke.
Well, he actually played beautifully to get that 100.
Yeah.
They needed him, and Stokes and Folks, which was
all right. Now, you share managers with Al Clarkson. You'd be happy with him of the Kangaroos securing the little master?
How good. I know you and I got a little bit worried there for a few days leading into the announcement, JB. We were on the phone to each other and sending messages. What's going on here?
I was holding you personally responsible if he didn't come.
I know you were. It was the roles reversed. Normally when you were the Prez and I was sitting watching the games on Friday night, you'd get the aggressive messages, but I was getting him in my direction when we were trying to appoint a coach. But now look out. How good is it for the club? I mean, I think it's fantastic. The whole club will be so much buoyed by this decision to have him there. Obviously, he's made some big calls already. He's had the broom out already at Arden Street, and I think that'll continue over the next few weeks. I'm actually quite intrigued to see what happens with the listings and stuff. Now that he's there, he'll be going through the players with a fine tune. So I'm interested to see who he keeps and who he gets rid of. But just a really really exciting time for the club, I think.
Great for football, actually. Notice. Hey, I see all the boys in town a couple of weeks ago. They're playing golf. They're all having plenty of wine. A lot of Jim's mates were there. They're in Melbourne, where Jim lives, of course. And Bluey and Borf and Gilly and all them, all his mates. And only one problem for poor old Jim. He wasn't invited, punter.
Well, we thought this through, Bill. Yeah. Like, we knew that he had his footy commitments on the weekend, and we didn't want to get in the way of his footy and drag him away. Because I'm telling you, if he had to come away with the boys on that for starting on the Friday, he wouldn't have had any commitments over the weekend. It was pretty much a wipe. But it was it was awesome. It was mine and Shane Watson's initiative. You know, we talked about it after the bushfire appeal game here in Melbourne a couple of years ago. We got back at the team hotel after that game, and we sat back then. We looked at each other and it's like, what have we been doing? We haven't done this for 10 years. Why haven't we got back together as a group? And then, obviously, with the events of the last 6 months, you know, with Bacchus and then and Warnie and Simo all happening within 3 months, it's like, right, we've got to get off our asses here, boys, and actually, someone's got to take responsibility to get us back together. So I sort of planned the weekend here in Melbourne. Well, we had an awesome time. We got well looked after everywhere we went. The boys had a ball, and now we... I passed the baton on to the Queenslander, so it's Bickle and Lehman's turn in 6 months or 12 months to get something organised in Queensland, and we'll have a weekend away up there together. But life's too short, Bill. Yeah, everyone knows that. We've got to get together and just celebrate, you know, the times that we have together, because they can move past by pretty quickly.
You only wanted good blokes there, and the only other prerequisite was that you had to play for Australia, and Jim, you didn't play for Australia.
Bill thinks is the funniest thing ever. How many more times are you going to go with
every time someone comes on from that party? Yes. Sucked in, Jim. You didn't get invited.
Pontingwines.com.au. Yep. Father's Day. Get stuck into it for Dad. They are superb. But, punter, enjoy a little bit more time off, and we can't wait on 7 to see you tearing the cricket to shreds over the summer.
Yeah, same, JB. Look forward to this summer coming around. And Billy, good luck to the Cats in the next few weeks, mate. I'm sure you're a little bit nervous going into this finals campaign.
No, not at all. We're best side all year. Should win it.
Yeah. Just right now, let's see.
Ricky Ponting on the Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, don't forget pontingwines.com.au. Grab your dad a Father's Day gift.
You must. Now, hump day quiz tomorrow?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
JJ Clark, definitely.
How good was the quiz on Saturday, by the way? Remember we had that quiz with only two people.
It was a champions quiz, that one. So much...
Run by a champion.
Much more difficult to stuff up, that one.
Run by a champion.
Yeah, so anyway.
How'd that go tomorrow. Saturday, by the way? The rub, was it good?
Very good. Well, and Duck just forgot. He didn't turn up.
I know.
Now, Bill.
Yeah.
A joke.
Yes. Six in a row.
No, well, don't put your judgment in his hands. See if we can get it right.
Righto.
The
laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, a bit sad today, Jim.
Why?
Sad news. My obese parrot died yesterday. Mind you, it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
So, Bill, not a boring pet story, a joke. Let's see if we can find one of them.
Obese parrot died, Jim.
Yeah, no, I get the story.
It's a huge weight off my shoulders.
Bill.
Do you actually get it?
Do you understand that retelling a joke doesn't make it funnier? The first time you told it.
Ramsey liked it. Don't you do bully.
Now you told it again and it still isn't funny.
It's quite.
So you'll have a second, Dad.
No, I haven't.
This is how you go. You know if your first one's poor.
I was happy with that one.
You're probably going to need a second one.
I haven't got one because I was very happy with that one. Mm. And it's up to you, Rabbit.
I'm guaranteeing it from now.
You said you were going to
I'm not
this.
Sitting in this segment ever again. You two fat faces can do your own thing.
It's actually a good joke.
That sums the Pittsburgh Steelers up, actually. That's a sort of dump-ridden organisation.
Jimmy, Jimmy,
we got a quarterback. In.
Oh, yes.
Good joke. When you get it, I see Whitney still hasn't worked it out. You are the king of the divan.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it.